Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Brazil seizes record haul of illegal mahogany. Brazil said last week it had seized a record haul of illegally cut mahogany worth about $29 million in its latest victory against the unlicensed harvest of the valuable wood. The Obama Environmental Agency said in a statement posted on its website, the 7,000 logs of mahogany were cut from an Indian reservation in the Amazonian state of Pará. The logs were found over the weekend tied together and floating for almost 1 mile along the Xingu River. Obama has estimated that at the current rate of deforestation, there will be no mahogany left in the Amazon within 8 years. Brazil outlawed the trade, transport, and logging of mahogany last year after finding 70% of the timber was being logged illegally. In February, it began seriously fighting the illegal logging of the hardwood, which is used to make furniture, musical instruments, window frames, and coffins. The European Commission told EU states in March not to allow shipments of mahogany from the Amazon into Europe without ensuring the timber was legally felled first. Mahogany has its biggest markets in the United States, Canada, Chile, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Belgium, and we thank the Reuters News Service for this story. Indonesia says permanent log export ban in place. Indonesia has imposed a permanent ban on log exports to protect its dwindling tropical forest, Forestry Minister Muhammad Prakosa said recently. Prakosa said around 5,000 hectares, about 12,300 acres of the country's lush forests, had been lost to illegal logging every day for the past 5 years. Starting on June 8th, the export of logs and wood chips, which were previously limited, have been banned, Prakosa told reporters. A permanent ban has taken months to implement. In October 2001, the Ministers of Industry and Trade and the Forestry issued a joint decree putting in place a temporary ban on exports of logs for wood chips. That ban expired in April, but was extended to May to give time for the government to discuss the matter with the IMF. Prakosa did not say whether the permanent ban had been approved by the IMF. Fund officials were not immediately available for comment. Indonesia first imposed a ban on log exports in 1980, but later replaced it with a 200% export tax. These moves were aimed at protecting local industry and encouraging exports of higher-value wood products, but Jakarta gradually reduced the hefty taxes to 10% by the end of 2000 as part of an agreement with the fund. Jakarta has around $5 billion loan program with the IMF, which is linked to economic and legal reforms. Indonesia's rainforests have been ravaged for years by overlogging, often with government approval. In the late 1990s, forest fires repeatedly hit the islands of Sumatra and Borneo, where much of the remaining forest is. Environmentalists said illegal logging became more rampant after the government reduced its hefty export taxes under the IMF agreement. And we thank the Reuters News Service for that story. Agency refuses to protect killer whales. The National Marine Fisheries Service has announced that Puget Sound's southern resident killer whales are not significant and will not be protected under the Endangered Species Act. The decision was in response to a petition to list the southern resident killer whales as endangered under the Endangered Species Act filed by the Center for Biological Diversity and 11 other conservation groups last year. While admitting that the southern residents face extinction, the Fisheries Service stated that the southern residents don't qualify under the ESA for protection because they aren't significant. However, the significance of the southern residents, including its genetic, behavioral, ecological, and scientific significance, was documented by the petitioners and supported by independent scientists. With unanimous scientific backing and no political opposition to the listing, the negative finding on the petition seems to be part of the Bush administration's larger political agenda to eliminate the Endangered Species Act as it is currently known. The Bush administration has already tried to eviscerate the Endangered Species Act and would rather see the southern residents go extinct than have them become the Endangered Species Act's most visible and charismatic success story, and we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,